Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now in the studio is Blaine Chrisman. He is the president, South Dakota Equity Partners, and Eddie Sullivan with SAB Biotherapeutics. Welcome back. Welcome to Innovation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So Blaine, let's talk. Start with you and talk a little bit about South Dakota Equity Partners. It's a new equity firm, investment company in South Dakota.
It is. We were approached by Governor Dugard and the Governor's Office of Economic Development in 2015 to lead the effort of raising a fund to invest equity, growth equity, in businesses in South Dakota. It's a limited capital pool available for companies in the state to grow their business, grow employment, have economic and social impact in South Dakota. So we worked for 2.5 years to get the fund up and running. We were raising money from investors, recruiting a team, building the infrastructure, and we now have capital available. We've been looking at and meeting with companies, and our first investment was in SAB.
Okay, and that was just announced, right? $1 million and a little bit more.
That's right.
But if I round correctly, it's $1 million. And so what kind of investment, I mean, what kind of impact is that type of investment going to have?
Well, it certainly does have quite an impact for us, and we just completed a larger raise from which South Dakota Equity Partners was a part of that. And that allows us to grow our company, and as a part of our capital strategy in developing the products that we have, which again are these antibodies that we can mm-hmm. use for therapeutics that are grown in genetically engineered cattle here in South Dakota. And certainly the other thing involved in this, in working with equity partners like South Dakota Equity Partners, is being able to take advantage not only of their expertise, but also, you know, it gives a lot of credibility to our team because they put us through a significant due diligence process and being able to decide to make this investment as well.
You had to defend yourselves?
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, other companies were in the running as well?
Yeah, we don't put a company against another or others. They each are talking with us, and we're making an investment decision based upon the merits of each opportunity and each company. We are delighted to have SAB as an anchor investment of ours, given the strength of the management team, the mission, what they're developing, and really being pioneers of biotechnology in the state of South Dakota. Our capital helping them continue to grow and frankly improve and save lives is exactly the strategy we have.
Talk a little bit about how you developed this company and the need for this type of financing. Mm-hmm. Is that the way to say it?
That's
in
fair,
South
yes.
Dakota.
Yeah. I am a native of South Dakota. I moved away for 20 years and was doing this type of investing nationally out of Chicago. And in 2011, moved back with my family because I saw the need for this capital in the upper Midwest and specifically in South Dakota. Equity capital is a patient, long-term focus. Doing equity investing as we do at South Dakota Equity Partners is not just about the money, but as Eddie has mentioned, we try and help the companies in many ways. And so that value-added equity available to growth companies in South Dakota is really needed. There are a few other pockets of capital, but traditionally South Dakota has passed the hat with individual investors to try and get early stage and growth companies funded. We have a more institutional approach, a disciplined approach. As Eddie mentioned, our diligence is thorough. It can take some time. We appreciate the patience of the companies we're dealing with. But we've recruited a team. I came back, and the people I'm working with I've known for more than 30 years. We have different backgrounds, but all have investment backgrounds and have successful track records. We built the infrastructure and the process and procedures that's repeatable and is fair and I think leads to the appropriate outcomes. We have to say no a lot. There are companies that approach us and don't meet our screen. It doesn't mean the company is good or bad, but we have a specific investment strategy. And so disciplined, long-term, value-added equity capital for companies looking to grow.
So, and that's your definition of growth company, companies that need to grow and expand?
Yeah, and I would say growth is relative. There are great businesses that are growing that are more lifestyle businesses, should be owned by individuals, the proprietor, the owner, or a small group of individual investors. Our investors, which are institutional investors, banks, foundations, corporations, family offices, are looking for more rapid growth, leverageable management teams and proprietary ideas or knowledge focused on large addressable markets. And so that's really one of the screens we use. With that screen, we can look at anything from biotechnology to there's a manufacturing business we're talking with in eastern South Dakota. You wouldn't put it as an emerging technology, but it's really proprietary technology, and the business is growing nicely. And we think if we do fund an investment in that company, it will help our investors, but as importantly, it will impact where the company is located, hiring more people, and we're looking to have economic and social impact as well.
And so is this an annual contribution that you make, or as needed, or as the right business comes around?
It's as needed. We have a pipeline of companies we're talking with, and as Eddie mentioned, we've been talking with SAB for over a year before we funded an investment. So this is our full-time job. We don't meet monthly to discuss opportunities. We are talking as a partnership daily on an ongoing basis, and it's just dependent upon the companies that approach us and the reasons for the capital. We should fund a couple of more investments in the first quarter of this year, and we look to invest throughout the five-year investment period.
Okay. And Eddie, SAB has been transforming for growth, and making a lot of changes and being the anchor tenant in the new facility and those kinds of things. So you're at the right place now for these type of investors?
Certainly. And because of investments like with South Dakota Equity Partners, we've just in the last 6 months grown our company by over 30%. As far as employees are concerned, and you mentioned, of course, that we are working with the USD Discovery District here in Sioux Falls, where we will become an anchor tenant within that research park. And we really appreciate certainly the efforts of our former governor, Governor Dugard, who worked on putting this type of program together. And we also look forward to working with our new administration, with Governor Noem, as we continue to build research infrastructure and continue to build other opportunities in the biosciences here within South Dakota.
With a change in administration, do you anticipate a change in focus at all, or do you see that this continues to be a priority?
Well, I think it's important for us that we continue to develop this within South Dakota, particularly within our universities and the research infrastructure within the universities, where we're training individuals that can take jobs in industries like ours. And so I expect that we will see a continuation of that. And certainly we have learned that our new governor is interested in the life sciences and what we're continuing to build as far as research infrastructure within South Dakota and the kinds of industries like SAB that are represented by these kinds of technologies.
So give a quick recap as to where you're at as at this moment and where you're headed as far as growth in the company.
So, you know, when we look at the entire life cycle of a company like ours, we spend a great deal of time on the science involved mm-hmm. in having these animals produce the human antibodies. And the next part of it after you get that initial platform is developing products. And that was really what we have been doing over the last several years, where we have developed more than a dozen products to some very serious human diseases, including infectious disease, oncology, autoimmune diseases. The next stage beyond developing those products are the clinical trials, and SAB has been successful in three different clinical trials to date, improving not only the safety of our platform, but also the efficacy, how well the drug does in treating the disease. And the fourth stage, of course, is commercialization. And that's where our investors are going to be interested in what kind of return on investment mm-hmm. that they're going to expect in the future. And as Blaine said, that means a little bit of patient investment because it takes a while, particularly mm-hmm. in that drug development world, for you to reach the point at which you're partnering these products with perhaps other pharmaceutical, you know, larger pharmaceutical companies that will eventually take these to market. And our business strategy is that while SAB is developing these products, we also maintain the manufacturing rights. So the therapeutics that we are developing will be manufactured right here in South Dakota, irregardless of who commercializes them, whether it be one of the large pharmaceutical companies or whether we do that on our own.
Okay. And so you're close to the manufacturing stage.
Yeah, yep. And we are already manufacturing the clinical product right. that we're using to test in the clinic in human clinical trials, which we finished our first clinical trial last year. It was actually conducted by the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. And we were able to learn that, in fact, antibodies that come from these very unique animals are safe in humans. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge hurdle for our company to get through.
Okay. And so how patient are investors?
We are, another important thing to note, as the first investment in our fund, we have much longer period of time to be patient with SAB and realizing they're an earlier stage business. And we'll need the time. We're very patient and really look toward the management team, which we are delighted with, leading us and the other investors over many years. One thing I would note and then lead into a more specific answer is South Dakota should be really proud and pleased that SAB is in the state. Part of our diligence was to look at comparable businesses. Businesses that have gone public or are still private and developing antibodies or other treatments for the diseases that Eddie has talked about. And they are concentrated around areas of the confluence of universities and smart money. It's in Silicon Valley, it's in Boston, it's in Europe. Mm-hmm. And for SAB to be developing in South Dakota is really impressive. And that's one of the things we did a lot of work on. So with that as a backdrop, we have up to 10 years to be patient. And we realize that there is a development process and there is a FDA approval process and a commercialization. And embedded into that patience is a sense of urgency. As we've talked about, money is deployed to invest and grow the business, and eventually it will be funded through profits of the business. But the money has to be used wisely, and that's a key part of our patience, is trusting the management team, like Eddie and the team he's built, to make smart capital decisions, and they have.
And then your firm also, I'm going to just assume you're going to diversify in other companies that you won't have to be as patient with.
Right. We have currently $21 million in commitments. We're targeting 25 to 30. We'll invest in 12 to 15 companies, and they'll be at various stages. And we expect a return in 3 to 5 years on some of those companies, mm-hmm. and we'll help them grow on an accelerated basis. They may be later stage businesses. And so, yes, we're diversifying the portfolio along stages to meet different realization timelines.
And do you go searching, or do you have people just call you up and say, hey, I got an idea yeah. for you?
It's both. And really a key part of private equity investing is the top of the funnel. The best portfolio develops through a wide funnel and a tight screen. And so it's up to us to actively market. We're traveling across the state, meeting with people, and that generates interest and more people talking about us. We appreciate the exposure you're providing us, and we'll meet with people who call or reach out to us and educate them on what we do.
Talk a little bit about your career in Chicago and then coming back to South Dakota. And do you find South Dakota's ahead of the game, but a really good kept secret, or a little behind the ball, especially when it comes to research and technology?
I would say We do have competition, but again, there isn't a lot of capital like ours available. And so that's a benefit. When we were in Chicago, we were traveling all over the country, and there are billions of dollars available doing what we're doing. And so it's highly competitive. And you're looking at various types of businesses and industries. One of the things I like about being back here and looking at South Dakota businesses is we can take our time. It's one degree of separation. It's easy to do diligence on people. And I think we are a little bit behind in developing the infrastructure and the diverse economy, and we're looking to help that diversification occur.
And so now I'm going to ask you, do you look outside of South Dakota for additional resources in investment? Are you open to any and all?
Oh, absolutely. We have to do that, and particularly in the bioscience and specifically in the biopharmaceutical area. In fact, I just returned last night from the J.P. Morgan meetings in San Francisco, where really the life science world converges on San Francisco for a week where everybody is together, and we're talking to strategic partners like the big pharma companies as well as other venture capital groups. And then, of course, we spend a great deal of time in places like Boston and New York and San Francisco, as Blaine explained before, because those are really the hubs of this kind of activity, and particularly the investment activity that happens around the biosciences. And so the answer is yes. We are out all over, even all over the world, talking to potential investors.
And so as you're out telling your story, does that then spark other businesses to say, hey, maybe that's a good place for me too? Is that the economic development part of it? Is there a tail here?
Absolutely. And I think as we continue to develop this kind of industry in South Dakota and we have successes, then that success just grows more success. And certainly having partners like South Dakota Equity Partners, and not only because of their investment, but because of their contacts and the business consultation that we can take advantage of as well, that's how we're going to continue to develop these kinds of industries within South Dakota. And I want to mention that while we do go out and look for investment all over the world, it was very important for us as a company to have investment here at home because, you know, we care about South Dakota. We care about developing our company here in South Dakota, and having that investment really solidifies our position as a South Dakota company.
Okay. And it's important. I mean, obviously your goal is South Dakota businesses now.
Yes.
So working with the Governor's Office of Economic Development, is that transition for you? Is that, or your standalone company and will make your decisions and you're on a roll?
We are independent standalone, and I think that avoids conflict. And it's a prudent vision of Governor Dugard, Governor Noem, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development, but they are good partners of ours. They've referred us to businesses that are in our pipeline, and we're looking to fund those investments. So we look forward to working with Steve Westra and his team. Other people we've involved with are still involved in state government, so that'll be a good partnership going forward.
So new companies looking to move to South Dakota, existing companies looking to move, they go, most of them contact the Governor's Office of Economic Development first. Yeah?
Yes.
Help me understand how that usually comes to be.
That's true, and that's where we get a referral. And it's interesting that in talking with Pat Costello, Scott Stern, Aaron Scheibe in the prior administration would always remind us, you are making your own independent decisions on this, but here is an opportunity. And so they do often get the first contact and refer opportunities to us after an initial screen. They do a good job of separating wheat from chaff.
So we also have a lot of research happening at our secondary education institutions that sometimes spin off into businesses, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And you have existing businesses, you have research-related businesses, all of it is a nice pool for you to look at?
It is. And imagine I wake up every morning with a smile in that we have less competition great university systems, healthcare organizations with a focus on research. What a great combination for us to build a portfolio. One of the companies we're talking with and had a call this morning is technology developed in the university system, and we're behind a little bit, the state is, in commercializing technology developed at the university system. So we hope to fund that company and help its progression to be commercially viable.
All right. Well, I look forward to having you back and talking more. And I know we will be talking again. Eddie, thanks both of you for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.